take a look at 279, bottom of the page. We have met the periphrastic use of the participle in the perfect and pluperfect middle and passive. Such constructions, that is, the participle with a form of the verb to be, became common in Koine Greek, especially to express the continuous action sense of the imperfect. In these cases, the participle is put into the present and the verb to be into the imperfect according to the person and number of the subject. Now, take a look at example 3, and that will explain this. Peter ein didaskon was teaching the people. You see, it's a straight translation. Yeah. So it's not this. Peter was as he was teaching the people. Or Peter existed while he was teaching the people. No, he was teaching. Now, I think this probably arose because there are so many different possibilities of the true imperfect. You know, it could be, if you put down a didaskin, it could be he began to teach, he used to teach, he was teaching, he tried to teach, he repeatedly taught, he actually taught. Well, one way to make sure that the person knows you mean this is you use the verb to be. So here, like this. Jesus in therapoion was healing tous asthenais, the sick. Jesus was healing the sick when the disciples came to him. The more formal and, you know, kind of more Greek way to do it would be etherapoie. That would be the imperfect. But this periphrastic form of the imperfect is around plenty often. I put it late in the book because it doesn't sort of fit in with what we've been doing, but take a look at this. You should be able to get it. It may well come up on the final. Yeah. Not really. No, not really. Not really. Sometimes, look at the note, sometimes the periphrastic construction may occur with future forms of the verb to be, and Jesus has one of these when he says, you will be persecuted. Oh, no, you will be hated by all men. And it is esseste misumenoi. You will be being hated. You will be in that condition.